So this coming week, while we will be dealing with the complexities of of Purim Shachalias Be'er Shabbos in Yerushalayim, they will be dealing with the unique experience of Purim Meshulash, the three-part tripartite Purim that happens when Shushan Purim falls on Shabbos. Let's try to just unpack some of the details of Purim Meshulash, and we'll try to source it out. So the Mechaber writes in Simen Taf Resh Pei Ches. Yom Chasivav. Yom Chamisha Asar Shechalias B'Shabbos. When Shushan Purim falls on Shabbos. Ein Karna Megillah B'Shabbos. So in an ear, Mukafes Chol Mimos Yeshua B'Nun, in a city that celebrates Shushan Purim, we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. Ela Makdim El Kros of Er Shabbos. Rather, we lay in it on Friday with the rest of the world. The Govim Ma'os Matanos Aniyim, U'Mechalkam Asam Bo B'Yom, we collect and distribute Matanos of Yonim on Friday. U'B'Yom Shabbos Motziim Shnei Svarim, and Shabbos is an extra Sefer, U'B'Sheni Karn V'Yav Malik, the Omer Malanisim, the Eid Osim Sudas Purim, Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos. So we lay in Megillah on Friday, Matanos of Yonim on Friday, special Maftir and Alanisim on Shabbos, and Sudas Purim on Sunday. So the only one of these details that is absolutely explicit in the Gemara, and Mishnayos essentially, is when we lay in Megillah. So that's what the Mishnah indicates in the very beginning of Megillah, that in this situation, Megillah is laid even in the walled cities on Friday. And the Gemara has a machlokas as to why that is the case. Megillah daf dalet on the days. On my time, so why do we not lay in the Megillah on Shabbos itself? So everybody is chayiv in Mikra Megillah, but not everyone is proficient enough to lay in it on their own. So this is the famous Gzeira the Rabba. And we're concerned that someone who is not proficient in laying on his own is going to bring the Megillah to someone else and violate the Isser Hotzah. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav, the same reason that we don't blow shofar and don't shake lulav on Shabbos. That's Rabba. Rav Yosef Amar, Mibnei She'enei and Shalaniyim Nisuas B'Mikra Megillah. Rav Yosef says the reason is because the Aniyim are looking after Mikra Megillah. They're expecting to cash in on Matanos of Yonim when you lay the Megillah. And if you're going to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, they won't be able to cash in on Matanos of Yonim because Matanos of Yonim presumably cannot be given on Shabbos. Okay, so this is the Gemara's indication why it must be that Megillah cannot be laid on Shabbos. And if you have a choice, when you're going to lay in it, it has to be earlier because of the Lo Yavor, the Gemara's Rasha, that the days of Purim cannot extend beyond Tesvav, so you can't lay in the Megillah on Tezayin. You have to be Makdimit, so you're Makdimit to Friday. So that's all that's explicit as far as when to perform the Mitzvah Hayom of Purim when Shushan Purim is Chalios B'Shabbos. And the Gemara says also on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, in the Maamar of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that when Purim falls on Shabbos and we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, instead of that, Sholin Midorshin B'Shabbos. You're supposed to spend time learning Hilchos Purim on Purim. Okay. But what about Matanos of Yonim? How do we know that Matanos of Yonim are supposed to be given on Friday? So the Ran, you know, the Ran of the Rif there at the end of the first parak of Megillah writes that Matanos of Yonim are given on Friday when you lay Mikra Megillah. And that's what the Mordechai writes in Simen Tav Shin Ayin Dalet. That's the way we do it in any normal year, that Matanos of Yonim are given at the same time as Mikra Megillah. Now, one of the authoritative Svarim on Purim Meshulash is the one written by Rav Shrei Dublitsky, Zichrono Livracha, who passed away, I think, within the last 2 years. So his sefer Purim Meshulash points out that the Gemara seems to present the following. We just saw Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, why do we not lay in the Megillah on Shabbos? So Rabba says, Gzeir the Rabba, because Shemi Yaviranu Dalet Amos. And Rav Yosef says, because of the connection of Matanus of Yonim to Mikra Megillah. But we pass them like Rabba. We have Zayr the Rabba. That's why we don't lay, that's why we don't shake Lulav on Shabbos. That's why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. So we pass them like Rabba. Then there should be no indication from the Gemara Lahalacha as to any association between Matanus of Yonim and Mikra Megillah. So how do we know? You know, the Ran and the Mordechai that say that Matanus of Yonah should be given on Friday don't actually point to this Gemara as the source. So why should that be? How do we know that there is such a connection that only seems to be true in the Gemara according to Rav Yosef, and we paskin like Rabba? So he suggests that even Rabba may agree to the notion of Rav Yosef that there's a connection between Mikra Megillah and Matanus of Yonah. The only question is whether that's enough of a reason to justify not laying Megillah on Shabbos. So Rabbi will say that, yeah, there is a value to connecting Matanus of Yonim to Mikra Megillah. That's the natural association. Einayim shalaniyim nesuos. But that in and of itself would not have been sufficient reason to move Mikra Megillah from Shabbos. It's only because of Zayd the Rabbi that we move up Mikra Megillah from Shabbos. But at the end of the day, there is a notion of that connection between Matanus of Yonim and Mikra Megillah, and that still may be halacha, and that would be the implicit source of the Ran and the Mordechai, those who say that Matanus of Yonim are given on Erev Shabbos. If you didn't say that, says Rav Dublitsky, you would have said that maybe you give Matanus of Yonim after Shabbos. Maybe it's some kind of tashlumin that the Ikris Man Chiyav is Shabbos, because of the technicalities, and you can't give Matanus of Yonim Shabbos, and then you'd have to pledge to give it somehow, but actually give it on Motzai Shabbos. But that's not the case. We say we give it an Erev Shabbos, because Evan will agree there is this connection of Enei and Shalaniyim Nesuos, even if Xavier the Rabba may be the real reason or the primary reason for moving up Mikra Megillah to Erev Shabbos. Dublitsky has the following chiddush. He says that if you're going to give, or when you give Matanus of Yonim, a resident of the Ir Mekevetz Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, who practices Shushan Purim, when he gives Matanus of Yonim on Erev Shabbos, he should be makbid to give it to a Yerushalmi, be makbid to give it to a resident of an Ir Mekevetz Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, even though everybody is mechuyev and Mikra Megillah on that Friday, both city residents and Ir Mekevetz Choma residents. But it could be that the Iker Chiyuv of Matanus of Yonim for the Ben Yerushalayim is really on Shabbos. We just move it up to Erev Shabbos. And there's still a connection between Matanus of Yonim and the Suda that is going to be eaten on Sunday, as we'll see. He suggests that you should dafka give the Matanus of Yonim to Yerushalmi, and the Ani should hold on to the money until Sunday so that he can use that money for the Seuda, and he thinks that that is the optimal kiyum of Matanus of Yonim in this situation. Okay, so that's as far as the chiyuv of Matanus of Yonim. What about the chiyuv of Seuda? So that is not at all mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. When do you have Seudas Purim for a Yerushalmi this year? The Ran in the Daf Gimel of Medalef Bedape Rif, the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Asu Asam B'Shabbos, maybe you should have this. So the Bavli makes no mention of Seudas Purim. The Yerushalmi says, the Asu Asam B'Shabbos, maybe you should have the Purim Seuda on Shabbos. Amaleh, Yemei Mishtah Ksif. The Pasuk says, Yemei Mishtah. Eth Shesimchasa Tluya Bebezdin. Yasazeh Shesimchasa Bidei Shemayim Hi. So the Mishtah of Purim needs to be fulfilled at a time that is Bezdin dependent, as opposed to a time that is Shemayim dependent. Meaning to say that Shabbos already has a certain status of Simcha that is innate from the Bria. And to have a Seudas Purim would be a conflict with that initial Simcha of Shabbos. So Seudas Purim has to be had on a different day other than Shabbos, where the reason for the Simcha is only because of Purim and not because of of Shabbos. And the Ran explains that at first glance, that seems to be against our drush of Eloi Avor, right? Our Gemara darshins, that the days of Purim and Mikra Megillah have to be no later than Tesvav. Below Yavor, you can't go past Tesvav. So how could you be Mekayim or have a Chiyuv of Sudas Purim on Tesayin? So Ran explains that that din of Below Yavor is limited to Mikra Megillah. That Rasha tells you that Megillah can never be later than Tesvav, but it's still feasible that Sudas Purim could be later than Tesvav. And that's what the Ran says, Lahalacha, that Sudas Purim is on Tesvav. Misha Brewer writes, Simen Tuf Reish Pei Ches Sifkatan Yud Ches. He quotes the Yerushalmi that we just quoted that the Ran quotes. And he writes, V'hu Adin Memela. Once it's a case that we establish that Sudas Purim takes place on Sunday, so too, Shlach Manos is a Sunday mitzvah. Shlach Manos is associated with Sudas Purim. Hine, right, lo mi bai, according to the Truma Sadeshen, that the whole reason for Shlach Manos is to enhance Sudas Purim, but even according to the Manos Alevi, that it's Mishum Reyes, it's still a Reyes that's potentially connected with Sudas Purim. Says Mishnah Berurah, "Vinei Marala bin Chabiv Herech Lochiach de Bavli Shalanu Ein Sovrekain." The Daito Shasuda he b'Shabbos. They quote the Maria Chabiv who says Maral Chabiv who says that even though the Rishami is explicit that Sudas Purim is on Sunday, the Bavli disagrees. The Daito Shasuda he b'Shabbos. The Asakein Ma'isav Yerushalayim to have the Sudas Purim on Shabbos. The Gam Shlach Manos for Shabbos, Ki Amanos Hei Misuda, and he was knowing to give Shlach Manos on Shabbos also, presumably in a way that didn't run into any Kinyan or Hotzah problems. Barad Vaz, Pasach HaShulchan Aruch, V'chein Dasa Magan Avram, Korban Nisanel, that the correct time for Sudas Purim and by extension Shlach Manos is on Sunday. The Chazon Ish argues, Lahalacha, the Chazon Ish writes that even though Sudas Purim is on Sunday, but he says that Shlach Manos is associated with Matanos Avyonim, and Shlach Manos should be given on Friday. Shrider Blitzky, in his Purim Shulash, writes that he finds it difficult to understand the Chazon Ish. If you were to hold, he writes, that everything is, let's say, an Erev Shabbos. There is a position in the Meiri that Sudas Purim and Shlach Manos are on Erev Shabbos. So that you can understand such a position. There is such a position in Rishon, the Meiri, or Chos Chaim, that everything is on Erev Shabbos. But if the Chazon Ish already acknowledges that Sudas Purim is on Sunday, like the Yerushalmi, like the Ran, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, then Meheicha Teisi to split Mishloach Manos from Sudas Purim and to have Mishloach Manos on Friday together with Matanos Levyonim. And he writes that the Minhag Yerushalayim Mikamas Tanah, the old Minhag Yerushalayim is not that way. Minhag Yerushalayim was that Mishloach Manos as well as Sudas Purim was always on Sunday in this situation. There's a very brief chibur of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld of Minhage Per Mishulash. The same volume has Minhage Per Mishulash and Minhage Erev Pesach Shechayas B'Shabbos, as many of these volumes have both topics in the same krach, as they happen the same year. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld has that even though the Iker Suda, and we assume the mitzvah Sudas Purim in this situation is on Sunday, but you should be Marbe B'Suda Ksas and send Mishloach Manos at least to one person on Erev Shabbos to be choshesh for the minority opinion that the mitzvos are on Erev Shabbos. And he thinks that even on Shabbos, if there's an Erev, then you should send at least a single Shloach Manos to someone to be Yosei that Shita, that the Mishnah Berurah we saw quoted, that Sudas Purim and Shloach Manos is on Shabbos itself. Okay. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph has a machlokas amarayim as to whether in a situation where you lay in the Megillah Shelo Bizmana. In the classic case of the Mishnah in the beginning of Megillah, you have a Ben Kfar that's Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. So you have a villager that lays Megillah on the market day, which may be Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, but not on Yud Daled. Is a requirement for a minyan under the circumstances if you move up the laying of the Megillah, is a minyan l'ikuva? Are you only able to lay in Megillah in a muktam situation if you do it in the presence of a minyan? So that's a machlokas lahalacha Rambam Raivit, machlokas many other Rishonim in both sides. How do we assume is that l'ikuva? So the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Megillah, the Rambam assumes that it is Likuva. The Ravid assumes that it's not Likuva. But how do we view, so many of you showed him assume that it is Likuva and you couldn't lay in the Megillah in that situation without a minion. So we don't have that. We don't have a Makdim Liyam Knisa situation these days, but we do have a Per Meshula situation where the residents of Yerushalayim and Irma Kefes Chomer of Yeshua Benun will lay Megillah on Friday. So does that have a status of a Kriya Bismana or a Kriya Shalom Bismana? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tafresh Sadi Sif Katan Samach Aleph. Tafresh Sadi Sif Katan Samach Aleph. So he writes that Lechachili should always have a minion for Pursumi Nisa. V'kol shekeinim hu shelo bizmana. Kegon ha-mefarish b'yam v'yotze b'shayara v'eina motzi megillah l'holich imo demutu l'haktim l'kros v'kon shiyotze. So even in contemporary times, there may be a situation of someone who's going to be traveling on Purim that might be licensed to lay the Megillah a couple days early. Or this situation of Per Meshulash, where a Yerushalmi will lay in Megillah on Friday, you need to have a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you don't have a minyan on Friday in Yerushalayim, you can't recite a bracha on the Megillah. And that's assuming, if you question the Sharitzian here, so cousin Samachala, for those who shown him, that this is Li'ikuva. If you don't have a minion, if you're Makdim, then you can't say a bracha Li'ikuva. And he assumes that when you lay in a Megillah on Friday for a Ben Krach, for a Ben Yerushalayim this year, that's considered a Kriya Shelo Bizmana, and minyan in the minyan is ma'akev. And that's what Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld writes in his Minhagim as well, that in Yerushalayim this year on Friday, if you have a chole who was unable to go to shul, or this year you have many people presumably in some quarantine situation where they can't go to shul, if you don't have a minyan, you can't recite a bracha. So he says the chola should have 10 people come to visit him so he could recite a bracha. This year that wouldn't be practical or advisable. Even if they already heard the Megillah, as long as they're there again for minyan, then you could recite a bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And that seems to be what Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld paskened in Yerushalayim. However, the Chazon Ish and many others argue, Chazanish assumes that no, this is Me'ikar Adin. The whole world, Me'ikar Adin, is Chayiv in Megillah this Friday. It's not that it's a din of Makdimen. If that's what the Gemara says, is the Ikar is Man Chayiv for a Ben Yerushalayim this year to lay in the Megillah on Friday. And therefore, even if you don't have a minion, it's not Ma'akev, and you still recite a bracha. And that's Rav Avadya Yosef's conclusion in his Chazon Avadya on Purim, who lines up many, many, many poskim that hold away that there's no, it's not ma'akev to not have a minyan, and you can still recite the bracha even without a minyan. This may be relevant to a couple other interesting situations or shilos, if you will. The Pardes Yosef Achadash, quotes in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Fascinating suggestion. He quotes this from a Rabbi Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, author of the Sefer Avnei Yashvei, who writes that he heard the name of Shlomo Zalman, that if you have a Baal Kore in Yerushalayim laning this year on Friday, he lanes in Shul on Friday, and before Shabbos, he passes away. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman that no one was Yotze, because the Baal Kore, the Iker's Man Chiyuv, is on Shabbos. This is the Geder Hakdama. So the Baal, if he's nifter before Shabbos, so there's no, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. So then everybody who heard the Megillah on Erev Shabbos and this Baal Kore wouldn't be Yotze. So that, great. I'm sorry?
That's, like, we never have a case where you're on Yotze Lemafreya. Like, that would be the a unique case.
True, according to the Chinuch.
Okay, fine. I didn't think about that.
But it's still a fascinating Chiddush that I find very difficult to believe that the Shlomo Zalman really would have said that. But that's what he quotes here. More relevant is Dublitsky quotes that, let's say, that he assumes not that way, meaning not about that particular Shiloh, but he assumes that it's a level playing field, and therefore a Ben Krach could be Motzi, a Ben Ir, on Yudalit. If you assume that the level of Chiyuv isn't the same, so then you would argue that a Yerushalmi couldn't be Motzi, a Tel Avivian, on Yudalit. But if everybody's the same level of Chiyuv, so it doesn't make a difference. A Ben Krach could be Motzi, Ben Ir, obviously could be Motzi, a Ben Krach. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, which Rav Shechter refers to as the collection of Believe It or Not. So in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, he quotes from Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld the following. Nir lechadish din chadash, that even though we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, but if someone becomes bar mitzvah this year in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, he can lay the Megillah for himself on Shabbos, because that's the Irkas Man Chiyuv. The only reason that we're mocked in the day before is because of Gzeir the Rabba, Shemi Yavirena Dalad Amos Meshis Rabbim. And that's Gzeir the Rabbanon. Gzeir the Rabbanon wasn't promulgated by Milsad Lo Shchicha. Milsad Lo Shchicha L'Gaz B'Rabbanon. So to have a bar mitzvah boy on any random day in this situation of a Purim Meshulash, have a bar mitzvah boy who turns 13 on Shabbos, is a Milsad Lo Shchicha. So Gzeir the Rabba was never promulgated under those circumstances, and therefore this bar mitzvah boy could and should lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. That's his chiddush. Dublitsky writes that, that's questionable. But he says, if you're choshesh for that, you know, it's on the one hand, if you want it to be mekayim that shita, you'll lay in. But on the other hand, if that's not true, so then you're potentially violating an iser muksa, and you're violating the gzeir the rabba. So how do you get out of the situation? You skip town. So he says, the way to get out of the situation, to be yotze kol hadeis, is that the bar mitzvah boy should leave Yerushalayim before on Thursday and not come back until Sunday. And that way he avoids the shiloh. So his parents are spending the last 2 years preparing his bar mitzvah for Shabbos Purim. And then he decides to run away to avoid the shiloh. In the Magiyah, in the Sefer Purim Shulish there, he has another suggestion. I don't know who wrote the Haggah. Maybe it's his son. So he writes, and maybe you can lay an Altanai, that if the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld is correct, that he should be laid in the Megillah, so he's laid into Beyotze. If he's not correct, so it's like Kari B'Torah, and the Poskim say that if you there's no Isur Tiltal of a Megillah on Shabbos, if you do a B'Torah's Kari B'Torah, and then you could be Yotze Kol HaDeos that way as well. Another possibility that he says in another context is that a regular person knows, we're assuming even if it's a level playing field on Yudalid. That's when you're supposed to lay in the Megillah. But let's say a person, a Ben Yerushalayim, did not lay in the Megillah on Yudalid for whatever reason, Ones, Shogeg, and now it's Shabbos. So you can't lay in the Megillah because Gzeir the Rabbah. But there may still be a Me'ikar Adin Chiyav on some level, that is the day of the Chiyav. So he suggests that he should recite Hallel without a bracha. That's the position of the Me'iri in the end of the first parak of Megillah, that if a person is stuck on Purim without a Megillah, he should recite Hallel. But questionable whether we assume that way. So Dublitsky suggests that in a situation where a person did not recite Hallel, lay in the Megillah on Friday, so you should say Hallel without a bracha on Purim. And then he quotes someone who says that maybe that would be a solution or an etza for the Bar Mitzvah boy also. Bar Mitzvah boy turns Bar Mitzvah on Shushan Purim on Shabbos. So if he now has a newly generated Chiyuv, a Mikra Megillah that he wasn't able to be Yotze yet, he can't lay in the Megillah now because of the Rabbah, but he should recite Hallel without a bracha. The more complicated Shailas that he talks about in the Sefer a little bit, these are complicated in any year, but more complicated this year are the Ben Ear who goes to a Krach, the Ben Krach who goes to an Ear. At what point does the Chiyuv set in? So in principle, the Chiyuv of everything should set in on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi's fulfillment of the mitzvos on Sunday are dependent on his being in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. So that's when the Ikar Chiyuv sets in. It just isn't Yotze, the Suzas Purim, or the Mishloach Manos until Sunday. But if you have someone who is out of Yerushalayim for Friday Shabbos and just lands in Yerushalayim on Sunday morning, then there's definitely no Chiyuv Seuda or no Chiyuv Shlach Manos because he wasn't in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. If he was in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, so then that's what triggers the Chiyuv. And then he would have to have the Seuda on Purim, even if he leaves Yerushalayim on Sunday, So he's in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. He's not a Yerushalmi, but he's in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. He goes home to Tel Aviv on Motzai Shabbos. So he would be mechuyev to have a Sudas Purim on Sunday in Tel Aviv, even though he's no longer in Yerushalayim, because that personal chiyuv was triggered by his presence in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. But these are some of the Purim Meshulash details that are discussed.
Excellent.
Have a good Sabbath.
Welcome, Purim.